Another is that these particular mitzvahs have an additional level of tirda. Tirda may not talk to you from all the mitzvahs necessarily, but it would talk to you from these mitzvahs, so they require a special level of kavanah. Special level of kavanah is impossible for the tirda that the one, the Phoenician mitzvah in front of, suffers from. Might ask Amina. Oh, and it's arrived from the Rambam that way. Rambam Nichols Krishma writes that Olu Zayin is potter from Krishma because ain't data panuya. That's in Perek Dal Alecha Gimel Nichols Krishma. In Perek Dal Alecha Vav, in Nichols Ovel, he's positive Mikol HaMitzvah. The Rav didn't quote this Rambam, the second Rambam, but Mukhach said it's great in him, and it is within the Rambam as well. If that's the case, we can say as follows. This Tirda, it's basically a mental preoccupation. The person never lost a relative, until things are settled, he's not himself. Settled down, he's just not himself. So we could argue as follows. So once they begin the kavura process, and they start throwing some dirt over the aron, and the aron is covered, and you know, he no longer sees the mace, no longer sees the aron, his mind is already set at ease. So this Tirda is already... It's kind of a tirda that is, you know, an unburied relative. Just, that's set at ease. What's still remaining? The remitzvah, also with kavura. That still exists. So you actually finish with the shovel and then filling up the grave completely. Oh. So avelus doesn't begin actually as far as my goal until the complete kavura takes place. But it's arguable, at least, that the tirda is removed from his head from the moment that the Aron is completely covered with dirt, and the Yashtav all of Ofer, that he's out of sight, out of mind, I mean, only literally over here, but along those lines, and therefore he may, from that point and on, you can say he's chayav to say Krishma and Tefillah. What does that mean? Sort of. We need to hold the Rav Shtikl Torah for. Let me just follow. These, in other mitzvahs, the Rav is mashma, that it's only a term ultimate mitzvah. It's only one din, you don't have to say din. So if someone else is doing it, the Pasha is the way the Rav would say, and all the Rishalmis will be achroin them, and this is straight. If someone else is doing it, so maybe you wouldn't be chayev, you wouldn't have a status of equal aninus at all according to this Shita Saramba. But if you yourself are busy doing it with your own hands, so then you're all sick. Oh. So as far as other mitzvahs are concerned, we perhaps would not be able to distinguish between you put a little dirt on, you filled it up with dirt, no matter what. If you're busy with your own hand, you put it until it's filled up with dirt, and if you're not busy with your own hand, you chayv even before you put a little dirt. Oh, that is straight dinim, namely a tirda and an asik v'yadayim, which is just as follows. As long as it's an asik v'yadayim which is going on by you or by somebody else, there's no to be available to the sarjah. Actually, you tell them I go there. Oh, but as far as mitzvahs are concerned, as far as other mitzvahs, if you're doing nothing, perhaps in fact you would be chayv. You're not doing anything. Oh, but as far as Krishna is concerned, there's an additional level of tirda. And the tirda exists even if you're not doing a single thing. Someone else is doing everything. That, in a tirda, perhaps, ends as soon as they throw some dirt over the coffin, even having completed the kvurot entirely. So therefore, the Magen Avraham said, from that point on, you say Krishna and you daven. Discuss other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs was the mamanasha. But Krishma and Tzira, this extra, you know, tirda, that's taken away from the moment that the coffin is covered, even if the grave is not completely filled in. That's a suggestion. Not so glad to make many assumptions, but at least something. Why the Magen Avraham, presumably the Maharil earlier, said this thing. That's Tara number one. Tara number two is that Tani's heresy has an additional potential proof. Page Reshit Gimel in the Ramban, when he starts the new paragraph, after going through this entire discussion, he draws an allusion of Yomisa Kvura. Actually, the man with Yomisa Zush, Avela Tamishin, Yomisa Kvura, Avelasa Minatara. Now, Avelasa Minatara, going to the Onim, what we need Kvura for? It's Avelasa Minatara, even if there's no Kvura. You could say one of two things. You could say, well, it's not complete avelus because you have certain things which are permissible. It's going to make them sudden. Or you could say, and here the year is not, he's not going against the Rambam. He's not taking part so much about the Rambam and against the Rambam. Before the Rambam is perished, he didn't meet the Kuru. Before the Kuru, you have nothing. Maybe that line indicates a little bit in that direction as well. That's our number two.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's not because it's before the Kuru, you have nothing. It's just because you need them both the same day. If you meet today, it's before tomorrow. So the next day you have Kuru, it's still not, it's the birthday of it, it's just nothing.
Correct, I agree.
So
why
do you say the Rambam also? In other words, even though you know you get everything from the beginning, it's still in order for it to be considered the Yom HaVeil, it has to be immediately at Kuru.
Not so, according to the Rambam. Well, the Ramban is the Pesach of the Gaonim. The Kenis is on Monday, the Kavur is on Tuesday, so Monday is available to the Raisa. Then the Gaon Kadim meets the Kavur, the Chor shouldn't be according to the Ramban, the Pasha, the Chor. Hour number three. I have to make a bit of an apology. Yesterday I set up Shas on page Ayin Gimel in the Ramban, which was against Rabbi Chazal, the one of the Ruch. And what can I do? I read it my way. But now I think Usher was trying to explain to Shas why Rabbi Chazal's interpretation is it's tenable, if I understood him correctly, or maybe we put a piece together, a little together. He explained the words as follows. The Hosan B'cholu Dakati Lochal Alei Simcha D'chupa Shemei David. Ireland shot the next phrase. Lo'ati Ati Diecha D'hashta P'doch Yeti D'mein Kora. And in a literal sense, that the essay of Hashta, which one? He basically just got to say the previous sentence. At Simcha hasn't come when the Meis Avos. So the later one, who's the second one in, the Hashta, is the Avelus, and it's not Tocha the Asay the Meikara, which is, excuse me, let's go again. So as the other, the Yachad Hashta, which I understood to be in the Chosm, which came later, the Chuppah came later, is not Tocha the Asay the Meikara, which is the Avelus, which started first, because the Misa came before the Chuppah. That's how I learned that. So perhaps we can suggest a little bit differently. But maybe Rabbi Chevel is right. It's the other way around. It's as follows. Dakati lochal alei simcha dechupak shemeis odin. The mitzvah came first. And we're not talking about a cake. It was a little bit of an unusual kind of a pshat. What do you mean? V'lo osi means as follows. We're not discussing a cake shekozeh. That what? That the simcha comes before the eva. No. We're not talking about a case of esi diyocha dehashta. V'dochi the esti meikar. That's the esti the hashta according to Rabbi Chevel means the avel, and the esti the meikar means the simcha. Is we're not discussing such a case because there was no simcha at first. A little bit I wouldn't have read it that way, but somehow you can read it that should fit with this understanding. Fourth and final ha'ara is as follows: the Kiva Eger has a gavaldik akasha against the Ramban from our Gemara. Chof Gimel Amid Bey. Chof Gimel Amid Bey. The end. What is it say? Nachlokas HaTanoim B'Tashmish B'Shabbos B'Aninus. And this is compared and contrasted to the Shaila of Yesh HaVeilus B'Shabbos. Is it Nisa B'Shabbos during the Shiva Shemei HaVeilus? So the Gemara thinks it's all about time, and says, no. Ad kano kama tana kama hosan ele mishum de meso muto lefona. The status of Anibus. Amal hocha by Avelus and Shabbos, and meso muto lefona of love. Maybe there's no Avelus and Shabbos even be sinner. Chash should be muto. One possibility. Well, if I care. The ad kano kama rabbi gamli el hosan that chash which is muto, rather how, what? Da kati lo chal Avelus alei. Aval hocha the chal avelus alei hachinam. The last line, the utzis teshuah, the bottom line of the Gemara, the mefarish, dakati lo chal avelus alei. This is a person in the state of aninus, and yet the suggestion with respect to tashmish, lo chal avelus alei. Nope. Isn't that a raya against the Ramban? So is Rabbi Akiva Egan. I don't know how I know about this, but Kiva Eger quoted this from a fairly obscure source, Sovim or something. But it's quoted in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, in the, what he calls the Bir Halacha, the remarkable of the cult. And yes, it's cash. It's good cash. Everyone understand the kasha? The last line of the Gemara, the very last line, says that kasi lo chala avelus ole. That implies that the avelus has not begun at this point before the kvura. But according to the Ramban, the avelus has begun at the moment of the mitzvah, and therefore the last line of the Gemara seems to be against the Ramban. That's the kasha reported here for B'ki Vega. I'm going to try to find it here. Oh. You're going to find it. Okay, another minute. It's here, because, oh, here, hold on, I think it's here. Here we go. This is on page Kufi Gimel, and it says, V'agona b'kiv ege, v'shut shalom v'chtavim shavadush v'chirish. I'm not sure if you have a different condition. I think you do have it. You probably can look it up in the back somewhere. Hikshal Ramban, the sphere laid on the altar before the Avelos and came. Echad in Moed Tzad, Chav Gimel Beis, Lochal Avelos. Ramban, Kol Shein Iskei Mesnev Tzad, Lochal Avelos. Maybe it's a kash. What is his answer? If you mash in his bar, he says, She has chilek begedar Yisra, but he misra Avelos, Hossi Shapir. What does that mean? Because he was from the dike from that Lushan, we saw in Lefakea, right? So he says, what does that mean? He says, "Yes, Shilu for your din, in Mashu also this man Aninus, in Mashu also this man Avel." Because it's an issue of the Lefakea, as opposed to the Zera Shiv. But I already told you yesterday, I didn't like the Zera. But I thought that there was a Shver of us, because the Ramban told the Kuda, is that Avelus and Aninus is one thing derived one from the other. And I tell you, the Fakir concluded even after Yom Rishon, when there's no din of Avelus Darais anymore, so I'm stuck. So I have to give you a teret. Again, the same kind of a teret. Atkan lo kamar megamliel hosam dakas lo chal Avelus alei. When did the person die? It's not the same business. Talk about it happened. They were talking about what his status is on Shabbos. So the Chorah Ham has to take shot, the person died on Friday. We're talking about his having his meals on Shabbos. So therefore, Lo Chala Vela Soleil, in the sense that I spoke about it last time. That's such a great teret. But the Chorah, the Kasha, Rabbi Kivega, Ipsa, the Kasha Kabarzo, it's something which you have to think about. These are the Horas for today. If you have more Horas on these Horas, tell me, and I'll quote you with Hashem tomorrow. Shia. We have to discuss now the famous Machlokas within the Nesiv, and the son of law. That's what we're finally starting to now today's year. So the Siv and the son had a real battle. What happens if someone far away from the place where the Kavur is taking place? Gets a telegraph. You go to the Siv, what is Lashon to use? Who looked up in the Siv? Nobody. It's on the Maya Makhainan. I don't understand how you didn't look it up. He's writing someone in Baltimore of all places. Good way, employ him. Baltimore. Right? So he asked, someone know the law, I had a zilu ground. Salad Lama Zvel Gimel, Reish Veit. I almost slipped, what's zilu ground? You know, he used to call a telegraph a zilu ground. Jumps so far away. And that's what they called it in the 19th century, the Rabbanish community. But we'll call it, was Judaizing, a zilu ground. I don't know how else to explain it. We call it a zilu ground. Shemeis Krova Shechai L'Sabel of Amokam Acher. Vinista Magolvi or Mocha or Shlishi. Name us a Yasko Avelus. What's the status? Nira Boros is in the Siv. Nira Boros. Oh, so the Shrael thought, it's like a mace. Hashem Nishalchem of the Mocha Mach, Hashem Haskim, let us the Sabbath. That's what the Shrael thought. The Baltimore of Rav Palpio. And then we want, you look at the history of Baltimore. We have some people who can look up the old records from Baltimore from over 100 years ago. See what it says. Nira Boros, the Zeadin, Einu ela b'misha meisam mutal lefonos u'mitz'ata gimo v'oz shemoso v'korvo niftu mimena v'no agaveli. He did something. He was mitz'ata. We already talked about it before. He was mitz'ata. And now he sends the meis away. Mashen came. Nishu v'yirah keres, when it's asik imo, eino noeg avelus, asher nikbar mamish. The famous is this, you didn't do anything, they couldn't do anything, they couldn't bibliograph back and forth like we do today, so you couldn't lift a finger, so that's it, end of story. So you have to wait to start the avelus until the kvur. Because the mefurish is in Shulchan Aruch. I ask you to see it. Shin, ayin, hey, sif, vol. Take a look. Okay, Rabbi, say, open up, have another Shulchan Aruch. Access on. What does it say in Simon? Shin, ayin, hey, sif, vol. Interesting bit. Very short, two lines. What's there? Misha, the you, shet, never. Shet, slava, ovdek, okhovim, krova, vir, acher. We sometimes are very tolerant today. We keep reading tshuva after tshuva. Someone was crucified, Kumano was slain, in a different city. The Nag Avelos Miat, he heard he was never crucified, he was killed, so he started Avelos. Achakat Nodolo, Shadayan Omei Betzliva, Kumano was slain. He's still there by the cross, he's still crucified. Also Avelos Lo'ololo, the clothes that will mourn him, he shall cover, or he shall nisyash him as a cover. First Avelos didn't count because he was still wasn't buried yet, and now he has to begin all over again. He thought of it, he was crucified and buried. Now he found out he was only crucified and not buried, so he has to start Avelos all over again, expecting his stuff in his sieve. Hey, wait a minute. And what he found out at the end, that the relative in the faraway place was not buried yet. He had made a mistake when he started the Avelos right away. Zemadok, yeah, it was a mistake. You should have started the Avelos right away if your relative is far away and hasn't been buried yet. All right, to me against the Adam, against the Rebbe Paul Shapira. One more time. It says over here, if you first heard from far away that the relative was dead, you thought it was buried. He wasn't really buried. He started the Avelos, it was a mistake to start the Avelos. He's got to start all over again. So the Nativ, you see from here, you're not supposed to start Avelos right away. Supposed to wait until the time of the Kavura. That's what he said. As I said, it says the son-in-law was no pushover, Rabbi Sack. Rabbi Paul Shapiro, the Torah Shapal, was not going to be pushed aside by the Shver so easily. Rabbi Farish and Machaber against him. Not so fast. So the fall, it's quoted over here in the Biru Halacha, in Simon Shin Ayin Hay, back in Sif Beit. He has a long piece about this discussion. Hagrar Shapira, Zochariah Zuz, page Resh Pei. Shashani Otam, Shadayin Lo Nitan Ameth Lekvura Klau. What's the Loma, he says in brackets, the Loma Chabiyin. Shein Meshus Bekogro. ומשמחי לא חל עליו עדיין עבלות, אבל היכה דניסון לקבורה, חבל את ידי שוביר אחרת כנקבה, וחל עליו עבלות מיד. אבל פול שפירו is like this. I have first got the telegram from far away, and a relative of his died, and they're going to bury him tomorrow. And there's no problem, the Chevek Hadish is in charge, the Rabbonim are in charge, there's no problem. Okay, he says, finished, I'm out of the picture. Avelos begins right away. Here, if he knew the truth, he would not be out of the picture at all. Never say relatives from hanging on the cross. He's not out of the picture. He has to go run to Chalit Chach to bring him to Kevi Yisrael. He's not out of the picture. That's why it was a mistake when we found out later that he hasn't been buried yet. That's why. Because he has to bring him to, he has to get involved to go, who knows what, the bribe, the who knows, the steal, to get the body out and bring him to a Jewish cemetery. That's why the Avelos is not taught until later on. And Shin Ayin Hay Sivov. So in the average standard case where the Chevek Hadish is in charge, it starts right away. That's what the Rebbe Paul says. And he said, look at the end when he found out, what did he do? He saw only when Mishal Yikov Hashem Mishin is Yashim in the Kavar. I mean, he hasn't given up yet, so there's still things to do. Klap Mishmai Galion. Over here, in our case, the normal case, he gets a telegraph from 1,000 miles away. It's nothing to do. Taking care over there. Akan, Rabbi Paul. Now we come to another interesting point. There's a double merivov. I don't think I answered the secret. It's a little bit complex. If I don't say it now, I'm going to forget. The double merivov in Simon Tov Beis Sif Katan Aleph as a machlokes with the Shach. There's just a kata called Shmur Rechoka. I'll get to it later. Shmur Rechoka means if you hear about someone's loss, someone passed away more than a month ago, then you don't have to have Shiva Shloshim, 1 hour, and that's it. This is done, by the way, in real life. Not so much today anymore because you can't keep secrets anymore. But in Europe, they would often do that. So they'd get a telegram. They wouldn't tell the relative. An elderly relative just wouldn't tell anything. Hard it for a month, then they would tell them and just have to shiver for an hour because otherwise it would be too difficult, too complicated and unhealthy for the relative. Okay, today people try it sometimes and they get caught dead. They don't tell them about an aging relative. And then someone calls them up and tells them that they sit shiver 2 weeks and everybody else that shit. That's the worst case for him. It's hard to take a chance. Anyway, when do you start, when does the clock start to tick for this Shmur Rechoka? When does it start to tick? When? Yes?
Isn't it
right away? Or is it the Misa or is it the Kvura? Is it start from the Misa or is it start from the Kvura? So the Delgo Meravava says it starts from the Kvura. It starts from the Kvura. So the Imri Yosha says the average Shmur Rechoka is the Iracher. Usually it's far away. So what do you see? You start from Shanta Kvura. That proves proof positive that had you known about it, when would you have started the Avedus when? Only from the time of the Kvura. Even though it's presumably far away. There's an often arises in the Siv that you only begin the Avedus Vashat Kvura, and that's why the Shmur Rechoka countdown begins only at the time of the Kvura, even though presumably the average Shmur Rechoka, the person is in a far away place. That's the right. Interesting, right? But the Chelkas Yaakov says, he quotes the reputation, no. There, perhaps, he would have decided, had he known at the time, to travel to the Makom HaKvura. You don't know. He went home a month later. You don't know what he would have done had he heard about it on time. So that's why we could say that maybe the Avedus would have only started from the Kvura, because maybe he would have gone to the Kvura. If he goes to the Kvura, obviously he only starts from the Kvura. So then a Kanami writes the Chelkas Yaakov. Someone is sick, can't travel. He could suggest that the Dalai Lama would concede that you begin the Shas HaMisa, based on this logic which we just advanced. Because they're in a Panami, they else would have begun that, but someone would say, impossible to travel. The truth is, the Shach and the Sipkot Nehei in Simon Tavveis argues in Dalai Lama and says, Shmur Rechol Kuklak is sick from the Misa. As you said, it's not from the Kvur. Nu, to bring a Raya Faket, bring a Raya from the Shah against the Nativ. That's not a Raya. That's a din, you said Shmur HaKolka. Shmur HaKolka saw Peshat HaMisa. It doesn't prove one way or the other. It's not Peshat HaMisa. Only talking Peshat Kvura proves in one direction. It proves that the Nativ is correct. And that's because of Chalkos Yaakov Zuchiyah, which is less than exciting. So perhaps there's another Raya, at least in that Shita, to the Nativ. Now we turn to the Ramban again, the key paragraph on page Kuf Nun Zayin, which relates directly to this Machlokes within the two Geonim of the last century. Father and Son of the Nativ and Rebbe Fromm. Page Kuf Nun Zayin. It's on the Ma'amakon. It's on the white ones, and it's on the yellow ones, it's on the purple ones. They all have the same text. So on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Oops. Did I make a mistake? Yep. I'm looking for it. It's not here. Uh-oh. I think I have to apologize. It's not here. It's not in anyone. Not the white, the pink, or the yellow. Okay, I think I have to ask Ms. Mechila to speak over Kapora. So, let's look at it together now. I'm sorry, it should have been on. Please forgive me. You can add it in your Ma'amakarmis. Kuf Nun Zayin Dibur HaMaskil V'Nishal. Okay? Since you probably didn't see it yet, I don't know if you have the Ruch HaKadosh. So everyone should go out the Ramban, open it up. Page Kuf Nun Zayin V'Nishal. Again, I'm very sorry. I thought it was on. Okay, let's read it together. Initial Rabbeinu Shriro Rabbeinu Hai Ma the East of Medina so the Krova of Medina Acheret Vahargo Shilto killed by the government Velo Nita Nekvura wasn't given to burial Krova Mehema Simonis The relatives, when they start the counting for the Shivan Shloshim, Mishat Shmua, when they begin from the moment of the Shmua, when they heard about it, Umedamina, we compare it, L'ha, Medamina, L'ha Dahal, the Bahalachas, the Bahal, Bahalachas, the Bahad. What does it say? Look carefully into what it says. You pick some of this up on other Maramachamas, I'm pretty sure. It's also so bad. You got it in the back, I mean, the secondary source. Kadnotik Shikhva Vimasa, the Ichsile Mikrovim, Chod HaShaita Mikami Regal, Chal Avel. What the Bahad says, if someone dies in a city and they're going for the funeral, and he's beyond the eyesight of the Krovim 1 hour before Yontif, Chal Alei Avel. You saw this Mamma comes about before Yontif, right? The Shach, the Dogam Revolver, with the Mordechai. So, all you have to do is have an Eilat for a minute, and then it's cancelled. The Shiva is cancelled by Yontif. It's now you pick Shas Atchah. If you can't pull this off, you're in trouble. Someone dies in an Erev Yontif. If you can succeed in burying before Yontif, it's Gevaldik, in the sense that, I think you're trying to avoid Shiva, but in the sense that the Pesach or the Sukkot is going to cancel the Shiva. If you could not pull it off, and the Kfuru will have to be postponed until Chol HaMoed, what's going to happen? A very, very traumatic kind of a thing. What happens to that? Lou? When is Shiva? When? Afterwards, it's a whole week after the Psi, where the first start of Shiva, difficult. I mean, it happens. Someone passed away. Very regular happens. But if he does that every other, we try very hard to have the Shiva begin before. As a matter, I'll tell you a personal story in my own family. The story goes back quite a number of years, actually, a little over 24 years ago. My grandmother, Aleha Shalom, passed away on Erev Pesach in the morning. It was the day we made a bris for my son Avram. And about an hour after the bris, she held on. She was sick. Remember, she was like one of those nuisance stories. She held on. In a coma. An hour after the bris, she was nuisance. Nope, it was a Wednesday, I would say, Erev Pesach. And the crew had to be in Erev control, for sure, because my grandfather was buried in Erev control. Hamanufas. So we knew that had to be. So now we had two issues. The Derech HaTeva couldn't leave until Motzei Shabbos, and it had, number one, Halonah Tamei for so many days, from Wednesday until Sunday. Not nice if you can avoid it. And number two, the Shiva would be postponed until after Pesach, which is also... We have the following, the following interesting idea. It says in the Gemara Masechta Beta, it says that on Yontif Rishon, it's Askel or Amamin, we had it just now, Yontif Sheni, it's even Yisrael, but the second is not so relevant to us right now. So what was done was as follows. I remember distinctly it was done in Farakwe, about Telkovitz, Shalita, the Rav in the community there, and then the White Shul, and after the Levaya, and it was very Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it was a brief Levaya, and he said to the Goy there, the guy he must have dealt with over many years, Louis, you take this coffin, and I want you tomorrow, to take it to the Kennedy Airport, TWA, this is his flight, and it will be taken to Eretz Yisrael. The Kachava was taken on Thursday evening or whatever, Thursday afternoon I think it was, to Eretz Yisrael, landed Friday morning in Eretz Yisrael. But remember, Friday in Eretz Yisrael is what? Chol HaMoed. So it was the crew, instead of taking place first on, who knows, on Sunday late, maybe it was a Monday, took place on Friday before Shabbos. The Avelim who were in America went back to my aunt's house who lived in Far Rockaway. It sat for an hour. Those who lived in Far Rockaway sat for 4 hours. Those who had to be in Riverdale or elsewhere had sat for an hour or two. And then they have a mincha. And then that's it. And the Shemit Pesach knocked off the shiva. It was a kind of a case of giving it over. The man has been given over, they're taken out of town. And it reminds me very much of this kind of a situation, which is found over here. Now, it was an interesting story. The relatives wanted a Zushmira, Vel Shimura, in a different sense. They wanted a Zushmira that night. We'll get to it later whether Shmira this is really required or not. But so the fact was given that, yes, relatives would do the Shmira, but only the grandchildren. the grandchildren or the or other relatives, or, but the immediate relatives couldn't go to Shmir. If they go to Shmir, would not go that out. They would kill the whole system of this Kasa Meinayim. So therefore, the relatives themselves stay home by the Seder, and other relatives kind of took turns over the night to doing Shmir. That's what I was, that's what I think what happened. Let's go back. This is going to be a personal anecdote, so these things are not purely theoretical. Rabbi Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Shmuel Rabbi Haigom wanted to know, or if, in this case they're talking about like the Bahag case, so the Avelis gets right away. Al Dilma, Lahad Aminen Zaharuge Malchus, Ne'ema Simonin Lehen, Mishen Itziashu, Milisho. Maybe we should say, in this kind of a case, you shouldn't begin the Avelis right away, but rather you should compare it to a din, where this din is in the Marim HaKadosh. It's a rush. I think it's this Nun Vav, right? At the beginning, let's take a look. I think it's in the Rosh Menzov. Menzov on the list? I'm sick to my head. I think it's Menzov, I believe so. Menzov at the beginning. The cab driver. Ubrosh Chodesh Adar, Volach Ne Rabbeinu Yochim Rav Yosefzal, Veshalach Adas Malach, the whole month he's running around all over the place. So Amal Olimno Shiva Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Adar Ve'elef, he finally just gave up after a month. By the time they have a Rabbasi, Perek Beis and Gimel, Mishinafo Beyam Oshat Ponor Oshachlos Uchaya, Ein Monument Kol Dover, Me'emas Ein Monum Lehem, Mishinitziyashu Milavaksho. The time he gave up, and it could be a case, he's looking to Yerushalmi. At the eighth day of Avelis is on Shabbos. How can I be? Not a very on Shabbos. You're going to be on Shabbos. Well, they gave up on Shabbos. Shabbos years to Shabbos food. That's what it says in the Rosh Sim and Nunvav in our parish. So these people who are asking of Shira of Haigon in their particular case, what should they compare it to? Compare it to the Bahak's case? Now the Bahak's is based on what? If I can make it up, where do you get it from? What did I get it from that one piece of story? Huh? Before Shri Gemara, Chabez Amanav, we were there before we found the Mamma Kabbalah, the first line. What does it say? Let's see one more time. Chabez Amanav, what does it say there? Chabez Amanav, what does it say? It says, Amal Rabbah of the Mechuzah, Atzim Zlo Azil Tuvah Sa'arsa, Nichi Ma'adrisu, Apayichu Mitbobo La'bula, Azkil Amanu. You turn your back, you no longer can see the maze, you turn going another way, start counting the Shiva and Shloshim. See, the Bahag, it's the same kind of a situation, same kind of din where they was out of sight and air of yours. Okay. Comes up a Paul Shapira and says, you see clear one thing in this tshuva. We'll get to the answers. You see something very clearly. That in the case where they have a mokum achir, what happened over here? Ma di isa v'medinta v'krova v'medina acheres? Name us the monin. Should we compare it to the halachas? What's halachas? The halachas is this Gemara in effect. So from the time you say goodbye to the maze, you turn your back on the maze, you have to start right away. But Rabbeinu should others look up a fall. In this case, they were never there. The Mepurusha Gemara against the Shver the Nativ. The Mepurusha Gaonim against the Nativ. One more time. These Gaonim, and at least the Sholem, and the Meshiv don't argue with it's the Kuda. Sholem Meshiv. But if the Meshiv hears from a Sholem, doesn't argue with it, he accepts that premise. The premise of the Sholem there. We know they were. They don't know how big lovers they were. We know that the people who they asked were big lovers. That's the Shogayim, Goyim, Yosef, Avshir, Goyim, Haigo. And their presumption of their question, which is not refuted by the response, was that the Vin of the Gemara Chavez, the Bahad, that if you're accompanying a maze and you turn your back or it's out of sight, that Avelis begins immediately, is equally true in the case in which you hear from far away at the maze that somebody died. Right, that's the case over here. That's exactly what happened. Krover from Medina Acheres, someone died far away, no one near there. So I'm a foolish goyim that the same halacha which exists, if you accompany the mason stop in the middle, should exist even if the person died far away and you didn't do a thing to help with the crew. That's exactly what Rabbi Paul Shapira said, exactly against the Nesim. And this is a kasha. What? No. It's only one side. True. But the other side is not against this side. The other side told them a completely different consideration. that nothing happens because lo nisyashim of the kavra. It's a different verse. But this tzad b'chora, we'll come to it. But this tzad b'chora is a raya from a false appear, and the other side does not seem to contradict this premise either. Pash. Oh. That's sort of a merit of kakash. I don't know if it was an intiv answer. I mean, I don't know how much of the back and forth there was an answer. Maybe after the intiv was nifter, and Rafal Shapira thought of this raya, and the intiv didn't have a chance there to respond. Yes?
I think that once the body is gone, therefore the Yavios is falling in, and it's not dependent on when he's buried.
That's what Rafal said. If you get a telegram from far away that somebody died, you start availing the music. Let me tell you a beautiful word here from the Sefer Divrei Sofer. Oh, what a gewaldig Sefer. I told you, I disagree once in a while. A gewaldig Sefer. It's meridic a terror to this kash. Meridic. It's so gewaldig, I'd say it's musik midvash. Musik midvash. So like this. These sholim had a certain premise, he says, which we don't accept. The premise of the sholim was that havku p'neim, the avelas of Kai right away, not because, what you just mentioned, of the siyasha mikfirasa. No. We usually assume, well, it wasn't the siyasha. The siyasha doesn't mean you give up, it's never going to happen. It means it's the siyasha, it's sort of in the Ramban already. That I was involved in something, and I stop, and I said, mace goes on, it goes on a plane, it goes on a boat, and I'm not going. So, okay, I was involved, and now I was in the siyasha from it. These sholem did not accept that premise. That was not, I repeat, that was not their premise whatsoever. Why? Because in this case, you were not the siyasha of the kovra. After all, the other side, as Elliot said, the other side was that maybe it's not going to accept the smokas, and that veil is not tal at all until later. those are two sides of the chakir, but the Messiah didn't change, so they were not the siyasha of the kovra. No. So why did they learn these sholem? They learned pshat as follows. When they turn their back and get out of sight of cheese as follows. It means, from that point on, it's no longer mutal aleim lekovra. That's it. If that assumption is correct, that afichas ponim simply means that from now on, it's no longer incumbent upon you to do the burial, then you know what? Rabbi Paul Shapiro is right. He is right. You get a telegraph from someone 1,000 miles away, someone's being buried, you can't do anything about it, it's going to be buried tomorrow. Right away, it's like afichas ponim. There's nothing you can do about it. So it's saying enechinami. We're not refuting the proof. Rav Paul Shapiro is right in his proof of these sholem, and he's going, we don't argue on that premise, that indeed, that Rabbeinu said, indeed, the avelah should begin from the very first moment that the person, the relative 1,000 miles away gets a telegram that the relative, Nebuchadnezzar's relative died. But Rabbeinu said, that's not how we understand hafichas ponim. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I think this one is on the Maram HaKadosh. Kuf Samach Beis, Rabbeinu said. Everyone look up Kuf Samach Beis. Kuf Samach Beis. Says the Ramban, last, the end of the page. Kosei Gemara Beis and Beis. Nira Li, Shelo Nemrud, listen very carefully, Rabbeinu said. This is on Shulchan Aruch too. Shelo Nemrud Dvarim Elu, Elo, Vimolichin also Meir Leir. The Kaven, it's the last four lines. The Kaven Shemisaru Le'elu Shemalichin also Vechziru Pneim Kvonis Yashum Imenu. I said, doesn't mean you give it up, it's not going to happen. He's Messiah Tzad, so someone else is going to take care of it. V'yush, you said before, V'yush Kisima Tagolel. V'yush is like Tfura, exactly as you suggested. These are the words of the Ramban, Rabbi Tzad. The Ramban is not the same as the Gaonim. The Ramban says that Hafichas Ponim works because Yush is like Simas Hagolel. If that's the case, says the Birur Halacha, you want to say that Yush is like Tfura, and you can only say it to someone who was Misasek. He was already busy taking care of some Tzorchei HaMeis. He did this, 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 and I could do it with others. He finished his job, so from his personal standpoint, it's like a kfura. But if somebody, Rabbi Osai, didn't lift a finger, it's 1,000 miles away, got the telegram, you can't say that he did it, and now his Messiah should think as if it's a kfura. It doesn't work that way. The only way to explain the Sholem and the Gaon who responded to them is that they assume that Afichas Ponim is Ein HaMutzalolam. Finished. So Ein HaMutzalolam doesn't make a difference if you started working on it or you never worked on it. Ein HaChinami. The Rabbi Paul Shapiro is correct according to these Gaonim. So he says we don't pass them like that. Because the Ramban says that the Bahag is against him. Listen, look at this over here. The same page in the Ramban. Kuf Samas Beis. Give a look. The last two lines. Ava v'kov and also the Beis HaKvara, Samach Le'ir, v'hein chov v'miyad bo v'yom, ein noagin olav avelus, ashiyach dura krov v'yom olahem for nikpa, this is in the Shachror, sherei daitam olav, hu kemunach lefonav domi, ein evalak shenimsa lekatafim, hu mutalech obosak edam oras, but the avelus goes on. He quotes the Rambam. He quotes the line in Shachror too. Quote, a verbatim quote in the Shachror of Rambam. Mi shadar kan shloach hamayt le medina acheret le kavra. The ein and yod matay yikaver meheis sheachziru kneiem asfilin lindol shiva shloshim umasfilin leitav. Oh, like me, right? Medina acheret. Avol dimi ba'alochas the bahag matin lomar shafilin nikvar beiro nami kachvina. And he quotes the same line that we just so quoted the page you didn't see. Kuf nun zayin. It's quoted again verbatim. Here again, on our Kuf Samachim, like you did see, that you're going to have the regal will begin. How, when? Ichselem mikrovim kadashat, it's out of their sight. So the Ramban understood, Poshup Shad, in these words of the Bahag, when he said out of sight, doesn't mean they're going to a faraway place. No. They're going to the cemetery just out of, right? No one's there, just a little bit out of the town. It wasn't a different city. And still, the Avelus begins. Aha! So the Bahag Rav Osai L'shita, so the Bahag understands that the reason for Ichsi Pneim is the same reason for the Hafichas Pneim, meaning even if it's in the same town. There's no Yish in the same town. He's not Messiah Tzad. He's just waiting any minute. Tell me, was the barrel that happened? Yes, it happened. Waiting for that Goy to come back and Yontif to tell him, yeah, we did it. Still there, his mind is still so with so much unrest. He's not Messiah Tzad at all. Nonetheless, the Bahag says, as the Avelus begins, you know why? Because Afichas Ponim means you did yours, it's now no longer Mutal Alecha. Even though you were not Messiah Tzad, Abal Tikein, the Avelus sets in. Now we understand it very well. The Bahag with Rav Shirgo, with Rav Haigo, with the Sholem, all with the Mahalach, with the same Mahalach, and what's Tzad Afichas Ponim, and it wasn't the Rav Paul Shapiro, right? But we pass it to the Bira Alecha, like the Ramban, it means Yush only if you started something, and therefore the Nitziv is right. And he has an amazing vart. I love this vart. I love it. He says like this, Rabbi Osai. Amazing vart. Why did he show them, that's why I'm a Rasim, quote the Bahag. Quote the Gemara. Some of these people were also somewhat learned. They knew it up to the Bahag. I mean, they do the Bahag, not the Gemara. It's possible. People call it the Rav said, yes, they Krishna. You know, because they know the Bahag, they know the Gemara. That's a possibility. But the pastor, the Sholem knew the Gemara. So they knew the Gemara, so why did they quote the Gemara? When they, in the first Tzad, they should have said, when did it begin? Nishach, Nishmua, as it says in the Gemara, Hafichas Ponim, or Nishyashu, it says, this is Masech Tzlo. What do you mean Bahag for? It's a Merit Gehara. It's a terrific Gehara. So here's the answer about that. Here's the answer. That they only could quote the Bahag. They couldn't quote the Gemara. Because according to the Ramban, the din is based upon this Yashu. And it only applies to Mokom Acher. According to the Bahag, it applies even to that very same city. Right? But they have the case of Erev Yontif, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you probably saw it already. Shin Tzadi Tet, Dif Yudalit. Dif Yudalit. How did Ramban know the Bahag was against him? He didn't say the Pshat is Yush. He said, you just don't see it anymore. It's not Mutal upon you. So the Sholem held like the Bahag, quoted the Bahag, because only a base in the Bahag can you suggest that the Dinan of Chaveis applies even in a case where you were far away and never lifted a finger. So you should be Tuv Tam. And the Chinam, the Gaonim, and the Bahag, the Rav Shvira, the Rav Hai, and the Sholem, all four together, are right to Rav Shapira. The Be'alot concedes that. Because we don't pass like any of them. Because we pass in that it's only considered to be the Avelus thought, only to take him to a Mokam Akas, and before she's been in Mechaba, what, Shinai and Hesed Beis, correct? Only to take him to the Iraqaris. You see, it's against the Bahag. So therefore, La Halacha L'Mai, it becomes alternative. That's what he says. I think it's a very brilliant refutation. In the Pesach, as a matter of fact, it's a Sira. Let's look at that Sira right now. The Shach points out the Sira. And Simmons, this is on the Mar Mekorim, and Simmons, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Sif, Cotton, Aleph. The Shach points out a Sira. The Mechaber writes, Mishadak, Lish, Loach, Hamez, the Medina, Acheret, Mekoro. From the time you turn your back, start the Avela. Stop the Shach. Mashma, the Dafka, Shesholchin, Oso, the Ir, Acheret. A Mekoro, Beis, Akfor, Sambach, Leir. Hachozim, Mishare, Ha'ir, Enem, Mishablin. That's for the cover of Yom. Umasto la'akum. She'alachul is the cover. Okay, Mashatiyu mi'ha'ir. And it's Kasimene Akrovim. Chala alav avelus. That's it. Right away. Wait a second. The Chastira Guluya. So the Dovah Merabav is the Kasha. When I asked you to see, correct? Shinai and Hei and Shach with Kod Nalav. Yes, the Kasha. His only answer is like this. Enochinami. These two dinim. According to the authors of these two dinim, the contradictory. The Bahag says one din and Shin said he says, the Ramban says Shin Ayin Hey, and the Ramban says the Bahag is against it. But Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Chochmoto Agadola, made a compromise. The only Ramban makes compromises. The Maran HaMechaber made a compromise. What was the Machriya, the compromise? The Beis Yosef Hachra, what was the Hachra? As follows. Habachaba liatma chviya lachalik ben aprokim. Kimo. Shekasafti. What do we call shekasafti? A distinction between what and what? Between Erev Yontif and Sam during the week. Why? Why? Normally in the town, you're not Messiah Sam. You're expecting him to come back any minute. But it'll be Erev Yontif, Sam alach ha-sheikha, Shemesirul avakachavim, lo shayach zeh. You can't... You're busy taking care of Yontif. You're not sitting there waiting for the goy to come back. So he makes this distinction, the Shulchan Aruch brought him on his own. So writes the Dogon Merov to defend the Mechaber. It shouldn't be a stira. Now you think the Dogon Merov made up out of nowhere, out of clear blue sky? Look in the Mordechai. Amazing, that's what I asked you to see. Please open to that Mordechai. Simon, tough, I invoke. Everyone please turn. Tough, I invoke. But it says, "Kovah Meitzer Afilu Shachas Konam Aregel Batam and Exer Shiva Afilu Kvaru Yitro." Look at this. Elam Esaru LaAkim LaKovah Lifnei Knesas Aregel. Okay. Oh. Sheshigru Liir Acheres LaKovah Viniskasa Meenei Hamis Avlin Shachas Lifnei Aregel Bat LaHimenu Exer Shiva. Etc. Why do you still shine this over here? What do you say? First, Mr. Rule, Akam, the cover, the snake, the terego. Right? Oh, Shashigru, the racheras, the cover. Viniskasa, meene, amis, avlim, shahar, the terego. Why both? First, it's something to talk about in town. Right? So this distinction exists, no? One more time. He says, "Misaru la'akam lekavro lefnekis terego, osha shigru liracheres lekavro v'niskasim inem etavim shalachas lefnei terego." Somebody said two separate dinim over here. But based on this, he wants to say the very sofim, I believe it is, that it's a raya to the distinction of the dogel meravova. I'm not exactly sure what the raya is. So I'm not exactly sure what the raya is. But you can look it up yourself in his pirish over here. Let's see. Dogon Meravava. give the parrot. And Chilab Zem Afurish Behilchos Machos LeMaharam. Okay. And he says, Misarol LeGoyim B'Kov V'Mashmik LeHayim Af also here. So what are you saying? Should rule the Kov of your Acheret? Af also here then came. Elavada, look what he says over here. B'Reisha Ayrik Shekovim also B'Yomtiv. Uvizeh Af also here. Chala Ha'Avelis V'Shudavada Ein Datan Olav Yosef. The Sefer Ayri Shesholchem also L'Ir Acheret Afilu Hem Lo Yikvaru Rak Ar Acha Yomtiv. That's his job. Also you're not. This is what he suggested. It's going to be the barrel after Yom. Okay, that's what his page, Reish Pei Tesen is saying. Yes? He uses the word regal in both cases, unfortunately. So that's what Tarfus is making a distinction. You can find in both places. And we have a Hilchos Machos from Aram. Someone has it, you know? All right, so we'll maybe look it up later. Because it's in Simen Chof Hei. Do me a favor, look it up, and tomorrow we'll discuss it. I have one more thing to talk about today before we break. Okay. I want to focus on Lashon Rambam. This is Tana Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Hei. Let's read it together. It's today. It's Rambam. It's a quote. Misha Darkan Lishloach Hameis. Let's start with the word Misha Darkan in the Rambam. Why Misha Darkan? What Misha Darkan for? He discusses it here as well in the Bir Halach at the beginning. What's Darkan? Why Darkan? Why Darkan? So the Rambam got it from the Gemara. Atun the Loaz Lisu. Ebenei Mechuzah. You never go. That's how you're not going now. Your habit is, someone is very far away, you don't go in company in the maze. So you need a Darko Mekam. The Regilus. What's the Lumdus of the Regilus? He's a very nice Lumdus. What is the Regilus? It's normal. You send the maze far away, and you miss Yash at a certain point. But if Ira Pamachas, he said, if just once, normally you go all the way to the Kfur. And it's one freakish case where the maze is sent far away, perhaps there's no Yish until after the Kfur. Because normally our mentality is, to wait after the Kfur before we are Messiah Das. This being the case of the Shiloh over here, which he doesn't resolve, what do you do if people are sent there to throw? The Mokom Sheregilim Lishloach Tosn L'Mokomachas from Michul Eretz Yisroel. He Mikri Regilim Lishloach Kevin Al-Kofonim Ruban Ein Shokin. Most people die in America buried in America. Minorities are buried in Eretz Yisroel. Would it fit into the category of what he calls Darkon Lishloach Hamein? I thought the answer should be yes. But in any event, when I'm right or wrong, says the Ramah and Siv Zayin doesn't require Darko. Ramah and Simon Shin Ayin Hey, Siv Zayin seems to say, in Shalchu may say in the Racheret, it's normal. In this case, even the Yerupa Amacha. Okay, that's comment number one. Now, I will end the Shia with a flourish by quoting you within the Tziv, which is an unbelievable Kiddush. Unbelievable Kiddush. What's this expression of here in the Shinai Hase based on the Rambam? The Eina Yodea Mosa Yikov. We don't know when the person's going to be buried. I asked you to see a Bar Hase, no? Open up. Everyone look at the Bar Hase. In Shinai and Hase, it's based, the Bar Hase says a shot, which leads us into a very big problem. The Bar Hase says, that it depends upon when the burial actually took place. And the only time we can count right away is if Eino Yodea. He simply doesn't know. He doesn't know when the burial happened, which was, of course, in the olden days, very common. Right? You sent it away. You don't know exactly when the burial is going to take place. How do you know? If you don't know, so the burial begins right away. But if you do know, if you do know, they tell you. They tell you the favorites when the burial is going to take place, when it does take place. Then you have to wait until later on. Right? They told you. The burial took place at 6 p.m. No doubt. You have to wait till later. Comes out according to the burial. Hey, there's man has there, and everyone has a cell phone. And his cell phone's on the side of the grave, Nebuch. Someone sent from America to Israel, and someone with a cell phone so they could hear live that Bezim and the Kaddish and everything. And they were also on a speakerphone in the Nebuchadnezzar and the Beis Avon in New York, hearing from the cell phone by the side of the graveside. According to the Bar Hesed, they cannot begin the Avelos until a day or two later when they hear that the final Kaddish starts, when they say that it's going to go, as it comes out, tremendous chumrah. But Moshe said it's not true. In Chelek Aleph in the Reish from Gimel, he says it's not true. His language is hard to understand. That the Emek Dover is cotton Kavches. He doesn't understand how much is Lashon. I also had a trouble understanding it. The Marsham said the Lashon is Lav Davka. Lav Davka. Okay, Lav Davka. The average case. How are you going to know? They didn't have telephones those days. Yeah. But Lav Davka. And the Siv comes up with this whopper. Unbelievable Kiddush. Amazing Kiddush in the Siv. He says, you know, there's a special kula over here. You have a right to begin the Avelis, even though the Kvura will not be until tomorrow. You can save a day of the Shiva. But, says the Nesiv, if you know that the Kvura will take place 3 hours from now. Oh. It'll just take 2 more minutes to finish. Now, put on, well, I don't know if I touch it yet. So, if you know that the Kvura will take place 3 hours from now. Oh. And because the Kvura will take place 3 hours from now, says the Nesiv, you have a break. You don't have to begin the Avelis right away. You can wait for 3 hours. If the 3 hours will take you to the next day, you have the choice of starting now and you'll save a day at the end. But if the 3 hours will take place, it'll still be today, you have a choice of waiting till after the 3 hours. The Rebbe Fall said this is nuts. He says, Divrei Tema. He quotes over here in the Sukkot Kof test. Divrei Tema Haim, says Rebbe Fall. Nunu, but the Nesiv said with a straight face. He says, Eina Yodea Masa Yikover means maybe he'll be buried tomorrow. You'll be stuck with an extra day. So if you don't know when he's going to be buried, you'll be stuck with an extra day. It's wise to take advantage of the opportunity to start the Avelus immediately. But if you know it's going to be buried 3 hours from now, which is still today, the Rambam says, excuse me, that you have a choice to wait till 3 hours, and if you know exactly which minute is going to start to be buried tomorrow, Rambam concedes you have a right to start right away against the Verhesed. And he proves it from the Gemara Chav Beis. Rambam says, when you turn your back, Aschilu Manu. Didn't say Aschilu Ablu. Aschilu Manu. Means you have a right to start counting as a special dispensation to enable you to count right away. Look at his two Lashonis in the Mechaber. Maschilim Limnos. Why to the shyness? That's the answer. It's a break. If you count right away, you have a right to start counting right away. If you start Avelis right away. But if you want to postpone Avelis, we have other options. Keep another Meshiv later on. You could do that. Or if it's 3 hours later, you could do that and have the best of both worlds. Oh, what's that? It says that it is, this is Nimsa Lekatov from the course of the Rambam. I told you, Rambam omitted Nimsa Lekatov. You just learned to have your Panayim. Avelis starts immediately. Says in the Tziv, no, it's Ochel Basar, Vishol Siyayin, and you have an option. And with this, I'll just the last thing I'll say. Look at the Chav Zayin. Unbelievable shot. Chav Zayin and Alas, I'm both like. And Machlokas has Hanoyim. Exactly when, Rabbi Gamliel's Petira, no? When does the Avelis begin? Meis Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. This is the fifth line. Kevat Shiyotin Yipetar Beis, Amla Rabbi Elezer, Kfu Mito Sefer. God Avelis, turn over the bed. Kevat Shiyotin Yipetar Beis, Amla Rabbi Yeshua, Kfu Mito Sefer. Arulo, for a kafino of Yizokin. What's the fight about? The Nesiv doesn't spell it out. I think it means as follows. Look, if it's low nims of the katofim, we don't understand Rabbi Elezer. We all know how they'll suck the shiitos of Magolim. If it's nims of the katofim, what's that Rabbi Yeshua? It should begin in the moment of Yotam mi Pesach Beto. Says the Nesiv is shot as follows. It really was nims of the katofim. And the family stayed at home. We passed the shiitos of Magolim. Right? What does that mean? That means you do not have an obligation to turn over the bed until Mashiach Yisrael Semagol. If you want to start early the same day of Shiva, you can do so earlier. We'll stop here. Mashiach tomorrow we'll continue many different...